This Tuesday morning's reading from The Boy's Armoury by William H. Grocer is called Providence. Psalm 145 verse 16 says, "Thou openest thine hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing." The word providence literally means seeing beforehand, and so comes to signify preparing and arranging beforehand. Thus, then, we speak of God's providence in ordering and controlling the forces of nature and the ways of all his creatures, especially man. The promise given so many thousands of years ago that while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest and cold and heat and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease, has been fulfilled down to the present hour. God is in all history. And every young Englishman should read and ponder the annals of his own country, how God's hand has wrought so wondrously for the preservation and development of this nation. T.H. Gill penned the following words, "Lift thy song among the nations, England of the Lord beloved. Sing the grace for generations that hath kept thy lamp unmoved. Sing how vainly hosts assembled, against the isle of his delight. Sing how tyrants turned and trembled when his arm upheld thy right." But God's providence cares for individuals as well as for nations. A good citizen whose family had been preserved in health through the great plague of the 17th century had this motto inscribed in the front of his house: "God's providence is my inheritance." But it is just as truly the inheritance of each believer who reads these pages as it was of believing parents and ancestors. Addison felt this when he wrote, "Unnumbered comforts to on my soul, thy tender care bestowed, before my infant heart conceived, from whom those comforts flowed." Matthew Henry says, "They who will watch providence will never lack a providence to watch." St. Cuthbert, the great Northumbrian apostle, used to cheer his followers amidst their frequent hardships by his joyful reliance on divine providence. He would say, "No man ever died of hunger who served God faithfully." And once, when a snowstorm drove their little vessel on the coast of Fife, and they seemed to be closed up between the snowdrifts and the raging sea, he said, "There is still the way of heaven that lies open," and ere long they were saved from the doom that they feared. Henry Ward Beecher said, "There is a dark and a bright side to every providence, as there was to the guiding pillar cloud." Hence, there is often much that is utterly dark and mysterious to us. When old Jacob moaned out, "All these things are against me," how impossible it must have seemed that they could be all for him. Yet, we know that it was so. In such times of perplexity, let us trust and wait. And let us remember the words of the hymn writer, "God is his own interpreter, and he will make it plain." God bless you this Tuesday. Amen.